Hello, Casey.
What am I trying to do?
My name is Harold. I'm just calling in regards to your Maryland sex abuse lawsuit on a recorder line. How are you doing today?
Boy, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I was calling to see if you would like to meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit.
I was waiting for someone to talk to me. What is the criteria that I need to?
Well, have you ever been in a situation where, you were sexually abused as a child in a Maryland, facility?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Multiple, actually.
What facility were you at?
Was Cheltenham.
One more time.
Cheltenham, Boys Village, Cheltenham.
And then I do have to ask you, are you a resident of the United States? Okay. And then have you ever received any money from anyone regarding this claim in the past?
No.
No. And then have you ever been a registered sex offender?
No.
No. Okay. And then did the abuse you experienced involve someone affiliated with the institution, the school, the church, or anything like that while you're under their care?
Yes.
And what dates did this happen?
That's gonna be shuffle. Let me think back. So I believe it was when I was 35 now, so man, it's gonna be tough to remember the exact date.
If you have the if you
Maybe okay, I don't even say, I don't want to tell you the wrong thing.
have If you
I would be two, no, not 2000, maybe 2000, maybe like 98, 99, maybe.
1998, 1999.
Yeah, that's just I know there's some way I can get the information. When exactly I was there, I believe. I can, correct?
Right. I think there should be something out there that you should be able to get. And then, can I ask you one more time, what was that facility?
Boys Village, Cheltenham, Maryland.
Was it the Sheldenham Youth Detention Center?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, at the 11003 Frank Tippett Road.
I believe that's the
And then I do have to ask you, could you describe kind of what happened?
address, yeah. I was forced to perform oral sex or someone.
Was it like a guard there, like a security guard, or
It was like not a security guard, but like one of the guys that like ran the unit. I guess it's not really a CO. I don't know if we call them COs, or guard. It was just like I guess it was. You could call it a guard, I guess.
okay. Gotcha. And then, how old are you right now?
I'm 35.
How old were you at the time?
Let's see. 35 now. I want to say what, around 98, probably? 99? I had to be around 12, 13, maybe.
12 or 13. Gotcha. And then what is your date of birth?
6/22/88.
6/23/88.
6/22/88. June 22nd.
Thank you. Michelle. So this would have been around maybe 2000 or so.
Yeah, it probably was probably 2000. Yeah, that's probably closer.
Okay.
Maybe 2001, maybe. I'm thinking 2001, 2002 is probably closer to it.
Gotcha. 2002.
Yeah, I think it was 2001, 2002, something similar to that.
And then, do you know the name of the person who abused you?
I do remember his last name, yeah.
What was his last name?
Taylor.
Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R?
Yeah.
And then, could you give me a description of him? What he looked like? Hair color, eye color, maybe the age at the time, if he had any tattoos or any glasses?
Don't remember if he had any tattoos. I do remember he was very tall, dark-skinned gentleman.
Tall, dark skin.
Yeah.
Do you remember his eye color or anything?
Brown, maybe. Definitely dark.
Dark hair as well?
Yes. Short.
Do you remember if he had any tattoos or wore any glasses?
No glasses, but I can remember.
Okay. And do you know if he had any nicknames or anything like that?
I just remember calling him Taylor.
They call him Taylor. Okay. And then you said he was like a CEO, correct?
Like a group leader or Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what you would call him.
But he ran the
union.
He ran the unit.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And then during your time frame at the facility, how many times do you think that you were, you know, abused?
At least 3 or 4 times. I can vividly remember.
That you can remember. Okay. And where did this abuse occur within the facility?
It was in the shower.
And did you ever disclose this abuse to anyone?
No, I never told anybody. They told me if I told somebody, you know what I mean? I was scared. I was too scared to say anything.
I got you. And, you know, how has the abuse affected your life?
I'm going to be honest with you. I was kind of thinking about that when I first seen this ad for this. I think it's had a big effect on my life. Like, I have a substance abuse problem. I think a lot of the troubles I've had in my life, a lot of it's coming from that, I believe. Just the frustration and, you know what I mean? The anger, because I've never really told anybody about it. That I told my grandmother when she passed away, but I never told anybody else. It's embarrassing, you know what I'm going? Like, I mean, it's hard.
You're a kid, you know. There's nothing, you know, you should be embarrassed by, you know. But I mean, I definitely, you know, it's not something you just go around talking about. So.
Yeah, it's not. You just come out the blue and tell, right. You know what I'm saying? Right.
Yeah. Are you currently employed?
I do security under the table right now.
Okay. And then was law enforcement ever involved?
In my abuse?
Yes, sir.
No.
And then do you have any corroboration that you were at the facility? Maybe any court orders, anything like that? That, you know. Show
yeah,
that
I was. I was definitely. It was from. I think like 4 accident calls or something when I was a kid or something. It was the reason I was there. Mm-hmm.
And so there's like, you have like some sort of documentation that showed that or anything?
I definitely should. It has to be some. It has to be documented somewhere, definitely.
Okay. And then I do have to ask you, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
Male.
And then you spell your name C-A-S-E-Y?
C-A-S-E-Y.
Yes, sir. And then last name,
yep.
F-R-E-E-L-S?
Yep, that's correct.
Perfect. And then what's the best email address for you?
It's CASEY.FREELS.careers@gmail.com.
What was that last word?
Careers, CAREERS.
Sure. And then your best phone number for 10-258-7704?
I don't know. You said 402-587-7704?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
Okay. And then what is the best mailing address for you?
Right now it is 411 East Baltimore Street.
Baltimore, Maryland, 21202.
Correct.
And then have you received any treatment or therapy as a result of the, you know, of the abuse?
As far as you mean, like, I don't know if you recall. Well, I never told anybody about it, so I don't know if I can say that, but.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess I would say no. Okay. I mean, definitely, I've seen a, I've had therapy before, but I've never brought that up to him.
Okay. And then I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We do want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who do you want to put down as your emergency contact?
My sister, I guess.
And her name?
Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Smith.
And then her phone number?
443-916-7659.
And then do you know anyone else who may have been,
who was there?
Right, you know who made
actually my best friend was there. We actually were there together. We got locked up together for like at the juvenile police. So he actually knows about it. We never really brought it up, but it's possible it happened to him as well.
I know it's a hard conversation, but you know if it comes up and he's looking. You know, to seek justice as well. Just, you know, give him my information. Let him know that there is something out there for him, okay?
Okay, can are you probably today when you shoot me a text, your
yes,
information,
sir.
Email, possibly?
Absolutely. I'm going to get you all that. We're almost done here. I do just want to verify the information here before I get this sent over to the law firm.
Okay.
And just to be clear, no law firm has sent you anything to sign with your finger or anything like that, correct?
No, I haven't signed anything. You okay, go ahead.
All right. And then I just want to reiterate, we are on the recorded line, and you do want to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
All righty. You were at the Cheltenham Youth Detention Center. That was around 2001. Let me go ahead and get the number.
Correct.
Okay. Second, and then that's at the 11003 Frank Tippett Road.
Yep,
that's perfect. And now you were around 12 at the time. You're 35 now. You were in the shower. You were forced to perform oral sex. Last name Taylor. We know he was tall. He was dark skinned, brown eyes, black short hair. He was like a guard or like a CO, I guess you could say, of the facility of the unit while you were there.
That's correct.
Let's see here. You spell your name Casey, last name Freels. Your date of birth is 6/22/1988. And then could I go ahead and get your social or the last four of your socials?
You want the whole thing or do the last one?
It's up to you.
2590.
Okay. And then your email address, first name, period, last name, period, careers, C-A-R-E-E-R-S, @gmail.com. Is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Perfect. Your phone number, 410-258-7704. Your address, best mailing address right now, 411 East Baltimore Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. Then we have your sister, Jamie, here as your emergency contact. Her phone number, 443-916-7659. Was that all correct?
Yep, that's all correct.
Let me go ahead and get you the DocuSign. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
No, not particularly.
Okay, no worries.
It's just something I signed electronically?
Exactly. Okay. And so you're going to get it. It's going to go to your text message as well as your email address, whatever's easier for you to go ahead and open it up with. And then the law firm you're working with, they're called Pulaski Law Group.
Okay.
Ahead.
It would be easy. Would it, should I do both or just one of them?
Just one
of them. Email. Okay, I'll get a text message. Well, I'll get a confirmation that everything is received.
Yes, I will. I will confirm once everything is done.
Okay.
And so I'm going to send you their information now.
Okay.
And so they're going to call you from a 602 number. So just be on the lookout for that.
Would that be today? Or?
It could be today. It'll be more than likely within about 24 to 48 hours. So it could definitely be today. So just be on the lookout for that. And then if they try to call you and you miss it, it's no big deal.
Okay.
They'll let me know basically that they try to call you, so I can get you over there, if you do miss it. So it's not a, you know, huge deal, but if we can, you know, if we can definitely get you over there.
Yeah, definitely try to catch it.
Mm-hmm. You know, try to get everything going. Yep.
Yeah.
And then you're also going to get you should get an automated email and a text from our partner firm. Like I said, it should go out within 24 hours. The email will come from intake team. Here, I'll send that to you, actually.
Okay.
So this is where the information should come from. Pulaski Law Firm.
The text message I need.
And then you should, those text messages that you're getting should come from a 949 number. That's my direct line.
Got it.
So you can go ahead and save me in your phone.
All right. That's your good number.
Perfect. Okay. And then did you receive the initial email with the DocuSign?
Let me check right now. Yep, I got it right here.
Perfect. So get that opened up and then get that signed. So how it works, once I get these back from you, I'll be able to send them over to the law firm. That'll kind of start that process of that 24 hours. So once I get it back from you, I'll be able to send it up to them. They'll take a look at it. They'll then give you a call from that 602 number that I was telling you about. And then once you actually talk to them, they'll ask some of the same questions that we discussed today, which is completely normal. It's a part of their process just to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case.
Okay.
So they may also need you to sign any additional forms, like any medical release, just so they can collect, records to strengthen your claim. So if you see any extra paperwork from them, just be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything going smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these are, extra steps that are standard practice. We do just want to make sure you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, like I said, I'll be able to get you over there. But you can also give them a call using that phone number.
Gotcha. Hello?
Yep, I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm going to get red.
Yep, I can hear you.
All right. So I got the email. It's not letting me do it right this second because I have something overlay or something, but as soon as we hang up, I'll get it all done.
Perfect, perfect. Yep, and then I'll be able to send that over to the law firm. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, just let me know. I'm here Monday through Friday. I'm in California. So you can call me, text me. And then if you have any problems with the documents or anything like that, just let me know and I'll be able to help you out, all right?
Probably able to get it done.
Perfect. All right, Casey. Well, I appreciate it, sir.
Give me a call. I appreciate it.
No problem. No problem at all. You have a blessed rest of your day, sir.
You too, bro. Thank you.
Thank you. No problem at all. Bye-bye.